Alan, what sort of a week has it been, just summing everything up for you?
As a manager, difficult, very, very difficult. Lots of big decisions to make, lots of correcting to do, and trying to get a group ready to play a game of football at the end of the week. So I think it's been about focusing on Huddersfield, what a difficult proposition that's going to be, getting our group back together in terms of going forward.
And on a human level, how hard has it been to put everything behind you that's happened?
Well, I think it's I'm angry, frustrated, and all those things you'd expect me to be. But you know, the emphasis is that the incident was a very bad incident, and the guys have had to pay a big price for it. They've been disciplined by the club. They've been disciplined by the media, you could argue. And now, I think for us, it's the time to go, right, OK, it was a mistake, and let's try and put that mistake right by putting in performances of what we do best. And what we do best is playing football.
And how have they responded, the four individuals particularly, in training this week?
Well, I have to say, I think it's been what you'd expect from four senior players who have made a mistake. You know, if they were younger players, it might have, you know, affected them differently, and I might be, I don't know if I'd be more concerned or less concerned. All I do know is that these four senior guys have learnt a lesson, a big, horrible lesson, and now their reaction to that has been to train hard, to focus on the group, to be humble when time calls for it. And they've done that. They've apologised to us all. And now I think it really is time to kind of move on if we can. The professionalism of the group before this incident was very, very good. And we started to play some decent stuff. We had, okay, some injuries that knocked us around a little bit on the whole. We showed signs that we can get out of it. Now we can't do that anymore. We've got to deliver.
And you've made a decision on the captaincy. Johnny gets the armband back. Why?
Well, I think it's like, you know, you look at any life and everybody makes mistakes. Everybody. Some small ones, some are big. This, for us in our world, was a big mistake. Am I going to have to kind of lay it round him every week? And no, okay, let's move on. Don't do it again, please. And I'm sure he won't. Go and lead the team. And last week's performance, when G-Mac, and I thanked him dearly for stepping in for the captaincy last week, because he is West Brom through and through, and he did a great job for us. Johnny's performance showed that he's got the courage and he's got the personality to say, OK, let's get back to football. Let me... and I was encouraged that he could deal with that. And Gareth Barry too. And both those guys will feature this weekend.
And we're all human beings. None of us are perfect. None of us. But can you appreciate that it could be seen as rewarding bad behaviour by giving him the captaincy back or not?
Not really. I can't see that because, you know, I think when you've made a mistake and I take the captaincy off him, I mean, it was a bold enough statement to say, come on, that is definitely wrong. He understood that and he accepted that and still put in a performance, in my opinion, that was very, very good. He's been our captain all year. If he has another incident, he can probably say goodbye to it. But I'm going to go, come on, Johnny, lead us on. And hopefully our fans accept that, because I'm sure everybody won't, and there'll be a minority that perhaps thinks, oh, yeah, no, he shouldn't have it back or whatever. But we got to win these 11 games. So I've got to try and get the best out of the group. And I think for the group, for the team, this is the decision I've decided to make.
And so it's Huddersfield at home, and bearing in mind where they are in the table, this is a critical fixture. You might argue they all are between now and the end of the season, with your own position under a lot of scrutiny at the moment. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that's quite right. You know, I've come in to this club and the results haven't really changed much. I like to think we've threatened to change the results and the performances have been good. We've had much more attack and intent. I'm not going to hide behind injuries or any other excuses. We just haven't got the points. I'm on a personal level frustrated by that, but I'm determined to put it right. I've done it before. I've had streaks as a manager which gone on winning streaks that could get us out of this. So I have that pedigree to do that. And I hope to deliver because genuinely, I really got a feel for this club. And I feel like as much as I've tried, and I have tried almost everything, although there's still a few bits left I can go to lean on, I want West Brom to, you know, I want it to succeed. I want it to be what I thought about when I joined the club. It's been a very, very difficult week. I haven't soul-searched in any manner of why did I come or anything like that. It's tough. Premier League football management is tough. This has been a particularly tough week. My friend up the road, Mourinho's had difficulties of his own, and both of us, I'm sure, will want to win, and I hope two other managers are in the limelight this week. That's just on a personal level. More importantly for West Brom, let's just win. And I hope our fans kind of come and with that kind of forgiveness in their hearts that they might show their younger children when they make a big error.
And you try to diffuse the tension in there by saying you got a bag and a half packed, maybe, if the worst came to the worst.
Yeah, because I thought that was a good line by Connie. That's, you know, that's a fair comment. As managers, you've always got to have one bag packed. But yeah, I packed a little bit more than that, I guess. It was just a throwaway line because, you know, I don't want to leave the football club. I won't walk away. I want the team to win. And I'll do everything I can to try and do that.
And just one final message for the fans, because I think you appreciate, given everything that's happened, the level of support has been pretty remarkable, hasn't it?
Well, it has been. I mean, I had a little question and answer on Tuesday, which wasn't the ideal timing. We had a few fans who was coming around the stadium because it was half term. And we had, you know, a good reaction. And it's, you know, that's kind of heartwarming to me as the manager and hopefully to our players that we still have that feeling. And we know that on Saturday there is a result to get. And we have to, and our fans, I don't think they're going to accept any other result except a win unless we're literally crawling off that pitch. And then maybe they'd forgive us if we can get the victory. But that's what we're going to have to do. Try and get the victory, or if not, you know, leave everything out there.
And just one final one on the players. Jake Livermore back, but the other three, Daniel Sturridge, James Morrison, Nasser Chadli getting there, but not quite at the moment.
Yeah, they're the three missing. And, you know, they're big, big players and internationals in their own right. I think if you look at this football club and you look at the creative area of the football club, and I'm talking about under Tony as well as under me, Chadli and Morrison have been massive misses. And obviously now Daniel has got injured as well. So it's a major sort of creative force that's in the background. And when you get asked the question, why do you think you can do it with our record that we got three wins, I would point to the fact that hopefully in 3 or 4 weeks these guys will all be back. In the meantime, if we can get a couple of wins and they come back, suddenly the picture is going to look a lot different. And football is like that. I've been in it long enough to know that the outlook can change very quickly.